I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. So the tension between Moscow and Washington is way up there after Russia's annexation of Crimea, which made us wonder how the conversation is going way up there. I'm talking aboard the International Space Station. You've got American astronauts and Russian cosmonauts working together. Roald Sagdeyev is a former director of Soviet space research, and I asked him to imagine what's going through the heads of the crew members who are just starting a new six-month shift on the space station today.
I think they must feel quite uneasy watching what's happening with international situation around Crimea annexation. However, I'm sure they were instructed to devote all of their energy and time to true international cooperation. And judging from the history, from what we actually witnessed during the real Cold War, we can expect that even at this time of international tension, space cooperation would proceed normally.
Yeah, what was happening during the Cold War in terms of scientific cooperation? Was it ever distracted or diverted by political issues?
Despite the political confrontation, you know, different strong threatening pronouncement, both sides tried to keep certain channels of communication open. And space was one of them always. Remember joint docking in space between NASA's Apollo and Soviet Soyuz spacecraft. It was in 1975 at the very peak of the Cold War. And similar thing was happening with international science cooperation. Despite all the rhetoric of the Cold War, whenever scientists were meeting each other, it was in the atmosphere of camaraderie.
I mean, there was this movie that came out in 1984 called 2010. A Russian and U.S. crew goes up to Jupiter, and let's just say the Soviets and the U.S. ran into some major trust issues. I guess that's not been the norm, though, from what you're saying.
You know, of course, there was indoctrination. I don't know much about American side, but at least on Soviet side, when we Soviet scientists were allowed to participate in international conferences, we were instructed to use our free time to talk about superiority of socialist system. It was in the list of the instructions. So what we did, we were exchanging, political jokes. Maybe you remember the series of wonderful political jokes of that period called Armenian Radio Stories.
No, give me an example.
Oh, simple example is a radio listener asking Armenian radio, what is the difference between socialism and capitalism? And radio thought and said, very simple. Capitalism is when one man exploits the other. What is socialism? Quite opposite. So, you know, that was helping to keep real scientific cooperation.
So what do you know about what's going on up on the International Space Station currently? I mean, are you aware of any tension on board that's maybe challenged the crew's focus on the mission?
Oh, I haven't heard of any complication. I don't believe there will be any. I think there is intention on both sides now to keep space cooperation, at least within the framework of International Space Station, going as it was before. Perhaps cosmonauts and astronauts are exchanging these political jokes like we did during the Cold War also.
Yeah, let's hope so. I mean, it seems to me that if the ISS were to just fly over the Crimean Peninsula, somebody on board might see it and say something that could provoke some tension. I mean, do you have any advice for how astronauts and cosmonauts should behave right now in space?
I'm sure these guys are very smart, and I do not expect any tension. Perhaps they will be explaining what were the relations in past. I'm sure the Russian cosmonauts in certain period of their time visited Crimea. Maybe they will tell the stories about this part of the world and its history as a part of Russian Empire.
Roald Sagdeyev, a former director of Soviet space research, now a physics professor at the University of Maryland. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.